good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, the lockbox is what helps us reduce the time in the regular fund drive.
You know, there's no question about it. We know that we're a community and that we're all in this together. I've said it 1,000 times. We are all in this together. We all built it. We all listened to it. It is ours. And in fact, that's what's happening right now. There's over 154,000, almost 155,000. We need to get to 325 in. And I don't believe the weekend results are in there yet. So we're doing okay. But everybody has to do something. David, I've said it before. I say it again. If each person did something right now, is listening right now, we'd be there. Then Mr. Big will put in an additional $25,000. As it is, I don't know that we're going to get that.
It's WAMC.org, and it's safe and secure.
Big lockbox. Just click on it.
Speaking of mentioning things before, Cuomo works to mend fences with liberals. That's Thomas Kaplan in the New York Times today. But you've been talking about it for weeks, and you even had the co-chair of the Working Families Party, Karen Scharf, on your Capital Connection program.
Yeah, look, first of all, Thomas Kaplan is an excellent reporter, and the New York Times is right where they ought to be on this. I wrote on this before. We've talked about it here. The Working Families Party is made up half of union and half of progressives, although there are more progressive bodies in it. The unions have the money. There's a real question as to whether or not the party will nominate Cuomo and give him that additional line. There are those people who believe that the union money will always talk, and that we know that Michael Melgrew, the famous and fiery union leader from New York City of the Teachers Union, is for the Cuomo nomination. We're not exactly sure what it's about, but we know that. So it's doubtful that the Working Families Party will go with a third party, but we do know that we have seen polls, Siena and others, that show that Cuomo will lose a lot of votes if he doesn't have that Working Families Party line.
In the papers today, Marco Rubio on a presidential bid and climate change.
Well, he says there is no such thing as climate change. Many people feel just the opposite, that we're ostriches, we're putting our heads in the sand if we don't do anything. He says all we'll do if we do all the things people are calling for is to create economic chaos. From where I'm looking, David, if you don't do something, there's going to be continued catastrophe of the type that we saw Al Gore outline in An Inconvenient Truth.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Again, the lockbox, WAMC.org.